by the mobile.
For HKX.
How's it going?
What's the call?
Go back for Yankee Delta India, David.
Yeah, I just missed the call. I haven't recognized your voice completely yet.
On in a few days, I was traveling to work and then just kind of got back and I'm out running that taxi, so I figured I'd see who all was on.
He's kind of iffy. There might be somebody here, might not. For work.
Down in Miami, and it wasn't as warm as I was hoping it would be, but it was warmer than here.
It had to be warmer than here, because it was cold.
Me too. It's, you know, in the 20s here, and people down there were talking about how it was a cold front coming through, and it was, I think it got down to, I don't know, maybe the high 50s, low 60s, something like that.
That's me when I come down off the mountain of a morning to come to work. It's, everybody gives me a hard time because I'm wearing short sleeves in the wintertime. I'm like, you got to remember the heat's on for me when I get down the mountain.
Big difference. I mean, it gets cold. We're coming back from Thanksgiving, and I mean, we were coming over Saluda and through Irwin and all that, but there was ice up there. I mean, the mountains were frosting over.
I leave the house before it gets down to the coldest part of the day, so there were some days that it was already down 15 degrees. So, you know, it got down into the low teens.
Pretty cold.
When I come down here and it's in the 30s, you know, I'm good.
Hey.
I have to jump off. I'm pulling into one of my last stops here, so I'm going to say 7-3. But it's good to hear you on the radio, and hope you have a good evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
You have a good evening as well, and I'll talk to you later. 73, monitoring.
For YDI and 4ZLK. Hello, David.
And how are you doing? KQ4YDI.
Sorry, I missed Patrick there. I heard you call when I was getting out of the truck to go make a pickup, and I got back in and Patrick was signing.
I think he said he had one more stop to do, and he was going to be headed back up the mountain, I believe.
You have a good day? You doing all right?
Day? Was out of town for a couple days, got back to the office, and catching up on emails and all that kind of crazy stuff, but it wasn't a bad day. How about you?
Okay. Like it would have been if I was still running the little brown package cars around.
I caught a little bit of that, but I'm getting a lot of, I don't know if it's on my end or your end, a lot of static and sounds like interference or something.
Yeah, I was going down in a hole. I just said it was a pretty good day, pretty busy. But not like it was when I was driving the little brown package cars around.
That's between now and the end of the month, they're going to be humping it.
Work them hard, but they work harder this time of year. I punched out last night, 6:45, and all the slots where they put all their computer boards, I slid mine in. Mine was the third one in the slot. Everybody else was still out. They said there were guys out till 10, 11 o'clock last night. And for ZLK. ZLK Mobile.
Hey, are you picking up all the static in between transmissions that I am?
Bad over here, so maybe it is your location.
Oh, because when you're transmitting, the static stops, and it just is almost constant. It's like in and out, constant, big time static, white noise, and then when I transmit, it goes through fine, I guess.
Good. What's your location? Are you around any one of those LED signs, big? You know, billboard signs.
But I'm at a stoplight with a big QT station in Greenville here. Maybe they're putting off something. I don't know.
You've been sitting still for a little bit. Maybe it's something in that location.
You think if I turn the squelch up, it would get rid of that, or just got to deal with it?
It'll probably help with some of it, if that's what the issue is. I'm not hearing anything when I unkey. So, and your transmission signal is perfect. It's perfectly readable.
It must have been something on that corner. I don't know if it was gas station or what, but that's wild. Friends and Verde.
I'm actually headed back close to there. Our building is not far from there. And I've gone by that many times and never had that kind of issue, but maybe there's something going on now.
I've never had that happen before. I don't know what it is. I know where that building is, I believe. I'm headed around that high school here to pick up my son from a practice. But, yeah, I've never had that before. I don't know what it was.
I don't know if you're a jail man or the St. Joe's, but we're down Fair Forest there, just past about a mile down from jail man.
I believe I know exactly. It's a pretty big facility there. But, yeah, just running dad taxi.
For a good number of years, but really my wife did more than I did. I did it when I was available. She was there most of the time.
Look, I'm the same way. If it wasn't for my wife, these kids would miss half their practices, I believe.
I guess you're picking them up from a practice this late, so I was getting ready to say any games or practices tonight, but that's what you're getting them from.
Season, he plays lacrosse. It's just off-season conditioning they've got going on.
Played volleyball, and Beth actually coached them, not in the school, but for the rec, Greenville County Rec. And then my youngest son ran track and field, or cross country, I guess it was, not track and field. So he was doing conditioning a lot. But none of them do anything with sports now.
Pick him up for a second. I'm going to be off in just a second.
And 4ZLK.
4YDI, and I'm back home.
I'm on with my son. I'll talk to you later, and I'm about designated. Have a good evening. KQ4YDI, N4ZLK.
Good evening. 73, KQ4YDI. I'll be clear.